Jade Colf at the Colf Man here. Wanting to get a little bit of tennis show action, yes. Roger Federer battled through again over Mikhail Yuzny. You are right. He is making very, very hard work of it. And that stiff lower back must be really affecting him. So he needs to lift there. As you mentioned, yeah, Rublev over Dimitrov. I had Dimitrov going deep in this event, but he's let me down once again. Rublev was outstanding, dictated with the forehand, and you're right, he's tough. He's setting his mark. He's rocketing up the rankings. Shapovalov is the other one. So you're right, there are some young guys here that have a real chance to impact and maybe make a quarterfinal here. This thing is wide open, and there are upsets galore. Zverev out, as you said, to Chorich. So, Jade Colf at the Colf Man. I'll be back to talk all things tennis in New York. It's Jade Colf at the Colf Man here with a little bit of rapid fire action. The US Open going on in New York, as we know, and the tennis show was live from the United States. The guys there had me on there as a special guest and was talking about the day's play where Alexander Sasha Zverev went out in four sets, and also Nick Kyrgios with another topsy-turvy display. And the tennis show had me on there and I commented about Zverev losing early on. I had him going deep into this tournament, possibly, you know, winning the event. I believe he's ready to take that next step, but he proved me wrong and went out in four sets. What was most entertaining about Zverev, though, was his five-minute press conference. That was great. So I speak about that. And as for Kyrgios, well, he pulled up short against Johnny Millman, and a shoulder injury and lack of focus and his body breaking down just due to the off-court training and the physical conditioning not where it needs to be for Nick to play and to compete at Grand Slam level over 2 weeks. So I commented on that. And also Kyrgios' press conference was highly entertaining as well, talking about Sebastian Grosjean, his coach, needs to find a better athlete, someone who's more dedicated, that does the one percenters, who was really enthralling stuff. Here is my brief breakdown on the tennis show. This is Jade Colf at the Colf Man, rapid fire. Stay tuned with more No Holds Barred just around the corner. We'll speak soon. Yes, it's the Colf Man here again. I'm here to talk about Kyrgios and Zverev, both those guys going out on the same day. And yeah, I would say both of them were a shock. I had Zverev going very deep in this tournament as well, similar to Dimitrov. So to see him go down in four to Chorich, that surprised me. His press conference, very entertaining. That was 5 minutes of absolute sheer quality. He was agitated. He was short-tempered. I haven't really seen Big Sasha act that way before, but it was entertaining. And as for Kyrgios, well, yeah, now a shoulder injury, so to speak. John Millman, he's all heart. He's all hustle out there. Nothing really flashy about his game. Just workmanlike, and that was the last person Nick wanted to play. His press conference was great viewing as well. Jade Colf at the Colf Man. We'll be back here on the tennis show very, very soon. It's the Colf Man here again with some rapid fire action on the No Holds Barred podcast. Just was a guest on the tennis show. And there have been some major, major upsets in New York. The tennis show has been live there in New York with updates. One of the players that has really caught my attention is the young Canadian, just 18 years of age, Denis Shapovalov. Now, he has had a huge 3 to 4 months on the ATP Tour. He's rocketed up about 200 spots over that time period. Over the last 3 weeks, he's had wins over Rafa Nadal, Del Potro, and Songa. He took out Songa just yesterday in straight sets. And I was a guest on the tennis show and spoke about Shapovalov, and that, you know, this guy definitely is the real deal, without a doubt. As I said, 18 and a half years of age. And I just spoke to spoke to the fans at the tennis show and spoke about how he has a real opportunity to make a quarter final or a semi final of the US Open. And it is wide open, and he is one of the reasons why it is wide open. As I said, he brushed aside Joe Wilfred Tsonga with relative ease in straight sets. And I'm talking all things Canadian rising star Denis Shapovalov on the tennis show. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man. A bit of rapid fire, and we'll be back soon with more tennis action and more sports action at No Holds Barred. Speak soon. It is the Kolff Man here again. Yes, I agree with you there. Shapovalov, I think, is the real deal, without a doubt. This guy has rocketed up the rankings, about 200 spots in the last 6 months. And after this event, he's going to be well entrenched inside the top 50. As you said, took out Tsonga, straight sets. This guy's last 3 weeks, to 3 to 4 weeks, he's beaten Nadal, Del Potro, made the semis in Montreal, and now is backing that up and takes out Tsonga. This is one of the guys that could really, really, set this event on fire and make a quarterfinal or a semifinal. Only 18 and a half years of age, this guy is the real deal, without a doubt. Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, talking all things US Open tennis.